of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again. Had been without a sheriff. But after two raids by Kansas Jack and his gang had practically cleaned out the town, Frank Russell had been elected sheriff. From that time on, Frank took his place at the end of the long bar in the cafe, facing the door, ready and determined to thwart any further attempts by Kansas Jack to rob the cafe and the miners.
Frank, Sandrock sure has been a mighty peaceful since you took over the sheriff.
Yeah, as long as I'm sheriff, I aim to keep this town peaceful.
Let's have service, will you? Sure, coming right up, stranger.
Hey, I guess I haven't seen you around here before.
That's right, Sheriff, you haven't.
You just come to town?
Hey, you might say I'm just passing through.
Here you are.
Thanks. Well, here's to you, Sheriff. Hey, will you have something, Sheriff?
No, thanks.
Just sort of standing here keeping your eye out for trouble, is that it?
That's it.
You expecting trouble from anybody in particular?
I'm ready for trouble no matter who starts it, stranger. And what's more?
It must be Kansas Jack and his gang. Here's your guns ready, men. He won't get away with this time.
Oh, wait a minute, all of you.
What's quiet, Sheriff. I got this gun in your bag.
Now listen to me. The cafe's surrounded. Our men are at every window, ready to blast anybody who makes a move. Now take a look for yourself.
You won't get away with this, you double-crossing skunk.
I fooled you, didn't I, Sheriff?
That's Kansas Jack, all right, yeah. It's him and his man.
Well, here we are, Jim, folks. I guess he sort of took you all by surprise.
I'm not standing by. See that thieving hombre and his coyotes clean everybody out.
Just what are you going to do about it, Sheriff?
Just this. Hey,
he shot the sheriff. Watch him, man.
The fight waxed fast and furious. Tables were overturned, and the townsmen ducked for anything that would give them cover. But the odds were against them. Many of them had been wounded in the first onslaught. And when the smoke finally cleared and the firing ceased, the outlaws were gone, leaving Sheriff Russell and others wounded, and the cafe a complete shambles.
Man alive, look at the place.
Yeah. You better get the sheriff and the other wounded men out of here pronto.
Come on, boys!
Later. Later that night, Frank Russell, who had been taken to his home, lay on the couch in the living room in critical condition. His wife, Ella, a pioneer type of woman, stood nearby as the doctor turned from the wounded man.
How bad is it, Doc?
Ella, it's no use lying to you. Frank's in a bad way.
Oh, poor Frank.
Ella. Ella.
I'm right here, Frank.
Ella. I did my best. Did the outlaws clean out the town?
Yes, they did. The cafes are shambles. A lot of miners were wounded, some bad.
If we only had someone who could go after Kansas Jack. Get him for what he's done.
Oh, never mind, Frank. Just remember you did your duty for Sandrock. Someday somebody will get that outlaw and his gang and see that they hang.
I'm afraid no one will ever try now. I'll be gone.
Take it easy, Frank. I'll see that Kansas Jack hangs for what he's done.
Forget about it, Ella. You couldn't.
Easy, Frank, easy.
Ella, you mustn't try to. Ella.
He's gone, Ella.
Frank. Frank, you can't hear me now. But I promise not to give up. Till I hunt down Kansas Jack and his gang. See every one of them hang for what they've done to you.
Young miner named Jim Miles had taken the floor.
Quiet down, everybody. Quiet. Now, you all know what a beating we took from Kansas Jack and his gang tonight.
Yeah.
Cafe is wrecked and a lot of our men are hurt bad, including the sheriff, Frank Russell. Besides that, the outlaws got away with all our money again, just like they did two times before.
Yeah, it looks like them outlaws got us buffaloed. Yeah,
not much you staying around, Sandra.
Wait a minute. Man, I'm not finished. The sheriff had been on his toes. That gang couldn't have taken us all by surprise like they did. Instead of going out and hunting for them, the sheriff just hung around at the cafe waiting for him to show up again.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, now it's up to us to do something about it.
What can we do about it, Jim?
We can do something the sheriff should have done and didn't, that's what.
And just what was it my friend didn't do, Jim Miles?
Oh. Hello, Ella. I didn't expect you to come here.
I wanted to hear what you were going to say. Go on, say it.
All right, I will. What I was about to say was that we ought to form a posse and go out and try to track down those outlaws. Just what the sheriff should have done and didn't.
That's right.
Maybe all this wouldn't have happened.
Well, listen to me, men. The reason I came here was to tell you my husband is dead.
What?
Gosh, Ella. I'm sorry to hear that.
Are you? I wonder.
I still say he didn't do the right thing, though. Well, man, you all heard what Ella said. That means we don't have a sheriff. But if you want me to take charge, I'll form a posse and start the hunt for those outlaws.
Why not? Jim, I'm for us.
Sure.
Good. We'll start out first thing in the morning. Now then, I'll lead the posse and we'll search the hills for that outlaw hideout.
And I'm going with the posse.
What? You? Why, don't be loco, Ella. A woman can't go riding with a posse.
Jim Miles, I swore that I'd hunt for Kansas Jack and his gang until I found them for what they did to Frank.
Now, you just leave it to us, Ella. If they're to be found, we'll find them. But we don't need the help of a woman.
Then you refuse to let me go along, is that it?
That's it. You'd need taken care of if we met up with Kansas Jack and his outlaws.
We ain't riding with any female in the party.
You stay home with the women folks.
Imagine her wanting to hunt for outlaws.
Yeah. All right, I'll stay home. But if the posse doesn't find those outlaws, I'm going to start a search, and I won't give up till I find them.
It was 2 weeks later when the Lone Ranger and Tonto were riding the trail about 10 miles to the west of Sand Rock. As they followed the winding trail through the hills, they were suddenly startled by a shot.
That was close, Tonto.
Bullet put hole through your hat brim.
The shot seemed to come from among those rocks on the side of that hill.
Maybe them try again, Kemosabe.
I'd be ready.
Look, sun gleam on gun barrel.
Yes, I see it. Maybe I'll be able to...
Oh, sound like woman up there.
We'll go find out, steady big fella.
Easy, shut easy, fella.
Hold still.
Get him up, scout.
Easy, silver, easy.
Easy, fella.
Come out from behind those rocks.
Look, Kemosabe. Someone come out. It's woman.
Right, Thunder, you shot the gun from right out of my hand. But I'm not afraid of you.
Hold still, hold still, fella. Easy. Why did you shoot at us?
You've got a nerve to ask me that, mister. Anyone can see you're an outlaw with that mask on. And I'm sure you're one of Kansas Jack's gang.
Oh, you're wrong. We're not outlaws. But we have heard of Kansas Jack.
Everybody around here knows of him. He's raided Sandrock often enough. I still think you both...
We were heading for Sandrock when you shot at us. We've come from further west. Now, tell me, what are you doing out here in the hills alone?
Kansas Jack and his gang pulled a surprise raid on Sandrock, in spite of the fact that the sheriff had planned to trap him. I swore to track him down.
Stubby, they're no match for gang outlaws.
Yes, that's right. You'd better leave the outlaws to the men of the town. I'm sure they've formed a posse to hunt them.
They did at the time. That was 2 weeks ago. But they've given up the hunt. I'm going to keep on until I find Kansas Jack. Anyway, everybody in town laughed at me when I said I was going to round up the outlaws. If I go back and give up, they'll laugh all the harder.
I'm sure they all know a woman couldn't cope with a band of outlaws. Why are you so determined to track them down alone?
Because they killed my husband, Frank. He was sheriff of Sandrock.
Oh, and you must be Mrs. Russell.
That's right, I am.
I'm sorry about your husband. Maybe we can help you in your hunt for the outlaw gang.
You? Why should you want to help? How do I know that you're not one of them?
I told you we were on the way to Sandrock when you shot at us. I have a message Sheriff Russell sent to a padre friend of mine asking for help.
A message Frank sent?
Yes. Here's the note. Your husband appealed to the padre for my help in catching a gang of outlaws that repeatedly raided Sandrock. It must have been Kansas Jack and his men.
Yes, it was. Let me see that note.
Why, of course.
Notes in Frank's handwriting, all right. Says he heard of a masked lawman and wants his help. Well, you must be him, the one Frank wanted to come and help.
That's right. That was our purpose in coming here.
Then I can trust you. Will you really help me track down the outlaws?
Why, of course. Tom and I are going to pitch camp over there in the hills. You come along with us. I'll tell you a plan I have that may bring the outlaws into the open. For the good of the West... Men like Kansas Jack must be stopped.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. newly made camp, the Lone Ranger discussed the plan he had in mind. Then he and Tonto accompanied Ella Russell to the edge of town. Following instructions, Ella rode on into town.
Whoa!
Entered the general store, where a small group of men are usually gathered.
Look excited, Ella. What have you found out?
I think we have a chance to capture Kansas Jack and his gang.
Oh. I thought you were going to capture him by yourself.
Oh, don't be a fool, Jim Miles. I said I'd track him down. Now it's up to the posse to get him and bring him in.
Now, wait a minute. Are you trying to say that you found their hideout?
Not exactly, but I do know where two men, one of a mess, have their camp. I heard them talking. They're camping for the night. But they expect someone to take him to the outlaw's hideout in the morning.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I am. You men have a posse ready to ride for dawn. I'll lead you to their camp. Then when they meet the man who's to lead them to Kansas Jack's hideout, we'll follow him and surprise the whole gang.
Well, let's get some men together and go right now to that camp and grab them.
Yeah, maybe we'll get something out of them.
No, it's better to wait till they start with their guys at the hideout in the morning.
Ella's right, man. Get the men together and have them ready to ride at dawn.
Meantime, the Lone Ranger and Tonto waited in a clump of cottonwoods on the edge of town. A short time after Ella had gone into Sandrock with their story, Tonto spoke to the masked man in a low tone.
Kimasabe, let me hear horse. It come fast.
I don't hear anything, Tonto. Yes, I hear it now. Quiet, Silver. Quiet, fellow.
I do not see us here in Grove.
Must be the one who is doing the spying in town for Kansas Jack.
Ah. You think him go to outlaw hideout?
Yes, and we'll follow him. And you go back with a message to Ella Russell. Easy, steady, fellow.
Come, easy, fellow. Come, Silver. Get him up. Come out.
Afternoon, as the Lone Ranger and Tonto followed the trail of the racing figure before them. They have no difficulty in trailing him. And after going several miles, they caught sight of him as the man turned off and rode to the foot of a small hill.
Ride a lead trail, Kimasabe. Ride to creek.
That creek flows into a cleft in the cleft just beyond. I wonder.
Hold on,
wait here a moment and watch where he goes.
Him ride into creek. Not seem deep.
He's heading downstream toward that opening.
Oh. He'll go right into place in cliff.
Must be a cave in there. The creek flows into it and covers their trail.
What we do now?
You ride back to town, Tonto. Ask Ella Russell to get the posse to come back here with you. Give her this silver bullet. One of the men in town will know what it means.
Not right.
Ask them to get a couple of barrels of oil from the general store and bring them along on a buckboard. I'll watch to see if the gang doesn't leave. Hurry, Tonto.
Get him up, Tonto.
Meantime, the man whom the Lone Ranger had trailed from town had entered a large cavern which served as a hideout for Kansas Jack and his outlaws. A few minutes later, the outlaw leader and the newcomer were in earnest conversation.
So the sheriff's wife's going to lead a posse to the camp where those two hombres are, huh?
Yeah, Jack. The posse's going to wait till the two men you're expecting leave there for the hideout with the guide you sent.
Yeah.
The posse will follow them here.
I suppose that's the idea, only
what?
I wasn't expecting two hombres, and I'm not sending any guide to bring them here. I'm
expecting anyone. But Ella Russell...
I don't care what you said. Miles, maybe you're not as smart as I thought you were. Maybe that woman's pulling some sort of trick on you.
Trick? I know she can't be, Jack. She trusts me just like the others do. She doesn't suspect anything.
That's what you think.
I'm sure of it. Ella Russell is loco in the first place. She wouldn't set out to hunt down a bunch of outlaws single-handed. No woman would.
Yeah, no. Look out, that post at the entrance has spotted somebody. Come on.
Hey, what you shooting for?
I saw somebody on a white horse. See him plain as day. He rode right down to the edge of the creek.
Yeah.
He's behind that big rock here. I'll take another shot just for luck.
See, what'd I tell you?
Who's on the show? I'll be playing the hideout.
Seems like some hombre followed Jim here. Murray Coyote's up along the creek behind the big rug.
Jim Miles ought to be the one to ride up the creek and get him out of there.
Oh, no, not me. You can pick me off easy.
Oh, wait a minute. I have an idea for getting that side windy.
How, Jack?
There's a narrow bank along each side of the creek where it comes into the cave. Those banks are overgrown with high brush. Now, several of you can sneak along each bank under cover of that brush. Then you can crawl through the brush that grows all along the creek. And that way you can sneak up on that hombre from both sides.
That's a good idea, Jack.
You lead him, Jim. Take your time and keep down.
Right.
The rest of you follow Jim.
Right.
You move slow and careful. You can corner him before he gets wise. Then shoot him down. I'll be in your way.
All right, boy.
Fast ride, Tonto reached town and sought out Ella Russell, giving her the Lone Ranger's message along with the silver bullet. Ella persuaded the townsmen to gather once again in the general store, but they were skeptical.
Earlier this afternoon, you told us to form a posse and ride tomorrow at dawn. Now you tell us you find out where they're hiding and you want us to go right away. Who told you about the hideout being found?
An Indian, and he's waiting outside to lead you to the outlaw's place. And you've got to take along some oil in the air for.
Just a minute, man.
Yeah, Doc, what you got in your mind?
Ella, I was there when Frank died. And I heard you make your promise to track down Kansas Jack. But this talk about an Indian and all, you can't blame the man for hesitating. What's more, I don't see any sense taking barrels of oil along with the posse.
Where's Jim Miles? Let's hear what he has to say.
A man rode out from San Rock a while ago to warn the outlaws. It's a man who's been here in town as one of Kansas Jack's spies. Jim Miles isn't anywhere in town. Maybe he's the one who went to the outlaw hideout.
Wait a minute, men. Quiet down. Wait. Ella. You can't say things like that without proof. How do we know? In fact, how do you know somebody went to warn the outlaws?
Because he was trailed by the Indian and by another man, a man I trust. Oh, look here. What does this mean to anyone here?
Well, it looks like a bullet.
It's a silver bullet.
Yes, it's a silver bullet. The man I spoke of sent it for the Indian.
Just a minute. Let me see that, sir.
Here.
I guess what you say is true after all. Men, this silver bullet changes everything. Take my word for it. You can trust the man who sent it.
Let's hurry. There's no time to lose.
Get your horses, men.
I'll ride with you.
Now get going. Put them oil barrels on the buckboard. Then we'll follow the Indians.
All right.
Wore on, the Lone Ranger held his own against the outlaws who filtered through the cliff opening and spread out behind the rocks along the banks of the creek. But they were gradually closing in from both sides, and the Lone Ranger realized his position was a precarious one.
We must hold out until the posse gets here.
Easy, Silver, easy.
Silver, this is my last round. The posse.
Here's Tonto. You all right?
Yes. I couldn't have held out much longer.
Look like outlaws going back into cave.
Let them have it, boys.
Don't let any of them get away.
Russell, what's she doing here?
She's not able to make us stay home. Her partner, Posse.
Oh, here you are.
He got here as soon as we could.
Only before to convince that the doc recognized the meaning of the silver bullet and persuaded them to come.
Good. But you should have stayed in town.
Huh? I can shoot as well as any hombre hereabouts.
Stay down behind this large rock. The outlaws have all gone back into the cave. Oh, did you bring the oil?
Be sure, dear. What do you expect to do with it, mister?
This creek flows into the outlaws' cave.
What's that got to do with the oil?
We'll dump the oil into the creek and set it afire. The water will carry the flaming oil and dense smoke right into their stronghold.
Say, you sure thought up a good trick. I'll get the men to bring the oil here behind this big rock right away.
Good. Have them pour it on the water and light it. While Tonto and I keep the cave opening covered with our guns. All right, let's get busy with that oil.
Working with feverish haste, the men lifted the two barrels of oil from the buckboard and carried them to the point where the Lone Ranger was waiting. Then opening the barrels, they poured the heavy oil into the creek. As the thick black oil spread out over the water, the Lone Ranger twisted some of the tall, dry grass into a torch, lit it, and tossed it into the creek. In a few seconds, the oil burst into flames, and both flames and dense black smoke floated down the creek and into the cave opening.
Man alive, look at that smoke.
That'll bring them out.
Help, there's no other opening into the cave.
I know there isn't. There were. They'd have used it before now.
Do you think it will work?
We'll soon find out. There's a lot of smoke going into the cave. Smoke's taking effect.
Suddenly, the outlaws started out of the opening along the narrow banks of the stream, shooting as they came out. The fight raged furiously for a short time. The outlaws tried to escape off to the side through the sagebrush, but found members of the posse all around them. It was the doctor who recognized Jim Miles as the crook ran from one boulder to another.
Great, Jim. Jim Miles is whistling. I just saw him.
Then he was the spy who was planted in San Rafa, Kansas, Jack. Oh, I'm going to put that Yana backfired right away.
Great, Ella, come back.
Come on, Candy. He's a girl, one of us,
two bones. Oh, you plugged him in, didn't you?
Seeing Jim go down, Kansas Jack jumped from behind a low boulder, gun in hand, and shouted,
I'll never give it up. I'll fix that mask, hombre.
You're through right now. The rest of you, drop your gun.
That's off of them, like you said.
Take
that gun. All right, boys. Round up the ornery critter.
I guess you and the posse can handle things from now on.
But wait, Mr. Ellen.
He's leaving, Ellen. No use trying to thank him. He helped you keep your promise to round up Kansas Jack and his whole gang.
Oh, Doc, that masked man, he was wonderful. And to think I don't even know who he is.
Oh, I can tell you that, Ellen. You see, when you showed me that silver bullet, I knew right away. He's the Lone Ranger.
George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Enterprises, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.